This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7. Come on, write this down. You guys should know this by heart. Do it with me. 855-732-5563. 855-732-5563. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. I really do. I think that, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. It's really the only way. I mean, sincerely, it's the only way that you're going to get informed enough to speak to other people about it. Right? No, come on. I'm kind of jumping the gun, but really, seriously, I'm watching people having these conversations on Facebook. I'm having conversations myself with people on Facebook. And when you look at it and you see what they're doing, you see what's happening, right? You can tell that they have a passion for it. They definitely want to fight for what's right, but sweet Jesus, get some insight. No, come on, really, get some insight. Anyway, sorry to start that way. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's lots going on up there. And I appreciate the insight and the thing that you're doing. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. Some of you saw what I was writing as far as the SAT scores go, right? The SAT scores. Now, apparently what they're going to do now is they're not going to tweak the scores. You hear me? They're not tweaking any of the scores for those who might be from the inner city, who might not, what's the word I'm looking for here? Who might have some social issues. Right? I don't have to tell you. I mean, it is what it is. I came from the inner city of Boston. And I'm tired of hearing about how everything, right, is a problem. Everything is because I didn't get a proper chance. I didn't get a leg up like you guys. You know what? I'm not losing any sleep over it. I got out of the inner city. It's okay. Really, seriously. It is definitely not the end of the world, if you would. No, when I read the story, it irritates me because when you hand stuff to people, when you allow, Joe Biden right now, he's talking about, Bernie Sanders, talking about wiping out debt, college debt. What are you, nuts? The College Board, the company that oversees the SAT, has decided to drop a planned social justice theme adversity score. Now, that came out on a report Tuesday. Campus Reform reported the score intended to increase diversity would give students points for, background factors such as crime rates of their neighborhoods in which they live and as well as their poverty levels in those areas. right? Can, you know, they're supposed to be looking at these factors. Why? Is that what we are? We're the sum of where we grew up? You mean we can never get out of there? Are you serious? Right? But the idea is that considering all those factors would help blacks and Hispanics, right? And that's what we want to do. We want to give them a leg up based on where. So Corey Duncan, who grew up in Queens, in a time when the crime rates were out of control, right? People were being shot in the streets, just like in Chicago and other places. These kids, these people, they make it out. What's the haps, as they say, right? What's the big deal? I do not understand these things. But again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. We listen to thoughtful criticism and made the landscape better and more transparent, said College Board CEO David Coleman. Landscape provides admissions officers more consistent background information so they can fairly consider every student no matter where they live and learn. Now, look, if you came out of LAUSD, which is Los Angeles Unified School District, and you had great grades, we'll say, okay, then I would say, I mean, you had good grades, right? C+. My God, you should get a leg up because it's amazing you even got that coming out of that district. They have some really, really problematic schools at LAUSD. And some other interesting schools. I keep saying this. People need to pay attention. The black community gets screwed the worst when it comes to education. Black and Hispanic, excuse me, because the inner city schools do so poorly, right? I mean, they get all kinds of money, they have all kinds of lobbyists, and yet they can't make it work, and they blame it on money. They keep coming back around to money, they keep getting more money, and they keep having lousy scores. What, I don't get it. I would love an educator to come on the show and explain to me that no matter how much money these teams get thrown at it, it never gets better. Coleman was referencing a system that the College Board still uses to account for SAT test takers, which is socioeconomic backgrounds, while a proposed environmental context dashboard would have meshed socioeconomic factors into a numeric score for students. This new service, Landscape, instead, will provide colleges with separate data points. That's important. Look, if you know the subject, if you know how to work through this, then you deserve the grade. I mean, really, you do. We need to start rewarding kids for the work that they actually do. Joe Mattini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. I know I'm on the roll tonight with that, aren't I? And I am, and I have a reason for it. Because, again, I'm watching you guys fight these arguments on Facebook and other places. And it's almost like some of you are spewing party line. Don't do that. Don't be them. You know what I'm saying? We fight against it. We don't like it when they do it. Let's not be them. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you want to get text alerts that the show's coming up, You want to text TRS to 77222. That's right, TRS to 77222. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what you think or what you questions you want asked of a guest. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Anyway, always, always, always a pleasure. So growing up in quote-unquote the inner city, growing up in Boston, and having a lot of friends that have grown up in I've got friends that grew up in Chicago, D.C., other places like that. They agree with me. This is nuts. Let young people, let kids in school, right, use their own merits, work hard, get through. Look at Corey Duncan, grew up in Queens. At a time when the schools were atrocious, they were terrible. He got a college education. His brother got a college education. They worked hard. Their mom would not let them be a statistic. His mom's words. She told Corey, you boys are not going to be a statistic. And she got on them to do their homework. She got on them to do schoolwork. She got on them to do better, and they did better. So when you look at this, when you really believe that you have to make arrangements, right? Make adjustments. You don't. Any child, any group will rise to the occasion if it's truly what they want to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Somebody sent me this. It's a older post, but I don't really care. Because it's a perfect example of what I'm just talking about now. If you truly believe that everybody has, you know, everybody has equality, everybody has the same chance to succeed, everybody has the same chance to win, then this is perfect. Right, here's a young black man who got stopped by the police. And he decided he wanted to put this on the air. He wanted to put this out there for everybody to see. Stephen Hildreth said he was pulled over by the Tucson police for a broken headlamp. He said when an officer asked if he had any weapons, he said he's a concealed carry permit holder and he had a gun on his right hip. Because his wallet was in his back right pocket, the officer needed to disarm him to check his ID. Now, here's a black man wearing a hoodie, okay, driving down the road with a gun. Oh, my God. You would think he'd be, right? I mean, there should have been a shootout and all kinds of other stuff. If what Sheila Jackson Lee says is true, because, you know, she said that the policemen, especially the white police, they go look it up. I'm not going to tell you again. Right? They get dressed. They get ready. They go out looking to shoot young black men. That's what it is. And she is an elected official. My God, sweet Jesus, I can't imagine. Hopefully she won't get elected again. He says, so I'm driving to my office to turn in my weekly paperwork. A headlamp is out. I see a Tucson Police Department squad vehicle. It turned around to follow me. He says, I got ready and prepared to stop. The lights go on. I pull over. The officer asks me how I'm doing and asks me if I had any weapons. I said, yes, sir. I'm a concealed carry permit holder. My weapon is located on my right hip. My wallet is also in my right back pocket. Now, I'm not yelling at him, not doing what some of those people on the far right tell you to do, which is going, what did you pull me over for? You had no right to pull me over. What do you, right? Just shut up. It's not the time to start the fight, should you have one. Should you even have one? The officer explains for his safety and mine, he needs to disarm me for the stop. I understand. I unlock the vehicle. I explain that I'm running a certain kind of holster. But from the angle, the second officer can't unholster it. Lead officer asks me to step out. I do so very slowly. The officer relieves me of my Glock and compliments the X300U that I'm running on it. I don't even know what that is. Some of you may know. He also sees my military ID, and I tell him that I am with the National Guard. Now, the lead officer points out my registration card is out of date, but he knows my registration is up to date. He goes back to run my license. I know he's got me on at least two infractions at this point, right? An out-of-date registration card and a headlight that's out. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay this fine. And here's a guy just trying to work, doing a job. But giving the police officers, and I don't care what you think of the cops, these guys are out there every day, and the majority of these guys are straight and you know, straight arrows. They're not on the take. They're not crooked. They're not looking to shoot black people. But they will jump in front of a bullet from you. They will run in when everybody else is running away. Let's give them a little credit here, right? Let's give them a little respect here. What do you think? They're just throwing it out there. The officer returns with my Glock in an evidence bag, locked and cleared. Because you were cool with us, he said, I didn't give us grief. I'm just going to leave it as a verbal warning. Please get the headlight fixed as soon as you can. He said, I smiled, said, thank you, sir. He said, now, I'm a black man. I'm wearing a hoodie. I'm strapped. If you listen to those people on the far left, I should be dead. Right? Because the police are out to kill. Now, this is a black man talking about his experience in Tucson, Arizona. He goes on to say, hey, maybe, just maybe, that notion is a bunch of bunk. Maybe if you treat police officers with respect, they'll do the same to you. You know, when these guys go into an area where they know that they're targets. I mean, look at the cops. They're in New York, where they were throwing water on them. They were throwing buckets at them. They were throwing bricks at them. Do you expect them to walk into those perfectly calm? I got some nasties because I kind of jokingly said, but not really. You know, I mean, barrier the place off, the really bad places, and the cops only go to the points of the barrier. You want their help, you come to the barrier. Otherwise, if you're not going to help clean up your neighborhood, then you get what you deserve. You keep voting in Sheila Jackson Lee, you get what you deserve. You know what I'm saying? Joe McKinney, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move toward Florida with increasing fury, menacing the eastern coast with potentially devastating direct hits, while also giving indications it may just skirt up the U.S. coastline. Forecasters continue to warn that no one is out of danger at this point, and Dorian could still hit Florida with extremely dangerous 140-mile-an-hour winds late Monday, with millions of people in the crosshairs. But some of the more reliable computer models predicted a turn northward that would have Dorian hugging the coast, delivering just a glancing blow, according to the National Hurricane Center. Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Please answer the question.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I love this. I think this is just wonderful. Anyway, let's get back to it here. All right, if you want more information on the show, more information on me, just head up to therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, there's an about us, there's all kinds of stuff up there on the website. Now, some of you who got my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, I had a second dad, so to speak, my Uncle Bill. They used to call him Big Bill. He was a Boston cop for 107 years. I mean, he really was. He was a Boston cop forever. Back in the days when they truly had guys that walked the beat, okay? Had to stop it at the box, you know, that kind of thing. And He served his country, you know, in the war, in the military, and then came home and became a Boston cop. And he used to say the same thing, too. You knew the neighborhoods that were bad. You walk into those neighborhoods. You knew who had respect. You knew who did. I mean, you knew the situation. But he always said the same thing, too. You know, you treat us with respect, we'll treat you with respect. And some of you can go, yeah, but do you see what they do with so-and-so? Right, okay, those are the exceptions. They really are the exceptions to the rule. By the way, before I forget, because it's not a minor thing, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those that are in the way of the hurricane, the storm, and we, you know, just again, you got relatives, you got loved ones, tell them not to be stupid, go inland. You know, they don't have to stick it out. They don't have to be heroes. All right? When help comes, take the help and run. Anyway, so back to the story where this young man had been pulled over by the cops, a black man wearing a hoodie with a gun. Right? And according to Sheila Jackson Lee, he should be dead right now because, you know, the cops are out looking for guys like him, right? So he goes through this whole thing and he says, you know, maybe, just maybe, that's a line of bunk. What do you think? I agree with him. It is a line of bunk. Maybe if you treat police officers with respect, they'll do the same to you. I agree with him. Remember, they're people, too. 99.9% of these guys, right, they got families they want to take care of. They want to go home, back home to them, okay? They're good people. They want to keep their neighborhoods clean and safe. They don't go making a checklist to see how many people they can kill, pull over, beat up in the coming week. He goes on to say, listen, I'd like to thank those two officers and the police department in general for another professional contact. So we talk so much about the bad apples. Why shouldn't we start talking about the good apples that wear badges? You know, spread the word. I'm an example, and he's right. He's an example of how to handle this situation. And the beauty is, as a black man, he signs out with Blue Lives Matter and All Lives Matter. This is great, isn't it? Giving honor to whom honor's due. Making sure that you know that you understand you don't have to be a nut job. You don't have to constantly get in the face of these people, of the police officers. It's not the right thing to do anyhow. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time. I really mean that sincerely. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's the big part of it, too. Seriously. I just got a smorgasbord of stories tonight. You know, a lot of stuff that I wanna hit on and go over. You know, we talk a lot about George Washington University. These guys are like so out of touch with reality at that school. And I don't know if it's the professors. I don't know if it's the kids going there. I don't know if it's who they accept going there. But they've responded to a New York Times columnist who, tattled on a professor for saying mean things about him on Twitter. The George Washington University Associate Professor, Dave Karp, he made a snide joke about the New York Times columnist, Brett Stevens, after an editor of the publication tweeted about how, you know, being bed bug problems in the newsroom. Well, could be. You never know, right? Now, the bed bugs are a metaphor, Karp tweeted, in response to Monday afternoon bed bugs. Right? Stevens took a particular issue with Karp's insult, even going so far as to delete his Twitter account altogether. But not before contacting Karp's boss to make sure he was aware, you know, of what he had said. Karp notes that before Stevens drew attention to the tweet, it had only 9 likes on it and 0 retweets. So it actually got nowhere. Got nobody excited, didn't do anything until he said something about it. Even so, the columnist sent an email to the professor, Coppin University director Forrest Maltzman. In this email, Stevens claimed that Karp's bed bug comparison has set a new standard for the things supposedly decent people are prepared to say. I mean, it's just so terrible. We can't take anything anymore. Stevens then offered Karp a standing invitation to come to my home, meet my wife and kids, talk to us for a few minutes, and then call me a bed bug to my face. Reassuring the professor that he would be courteous to him if he were able to take Stevens up on his invitation. Maybe it'll make you feel better about yourself, right? Now, the director stood by his employee's right to freedom of expression in a Tuesday email. Wow, I'm surprised. A university? Actually saying it's okay for free speech? These guys must have been drinking heavily the night before. As you know, as an academic professor, Karp speaks for himself. He does not take direction from me, said the director. His opinions are his own. Our commitment to academic freedom and free speech are integral to GW's mission. Except, of course, if it's the students who want to talk about pro-life. That's mine, by the way, not theirs. I see on Twitter that you invited him to your home. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to our campus. Speak about civil discourse in a digital age. Please reach out to me if this is you're interested. It's unclear whether Stephen will take me up, but we'll see. You know, it's really funny. When I get in these back and forths with people on Facebook, what's really funny, it's usually in their their little world, right? Their little 5x10 little world there, little room. And I always say to them, feel free to come on the show. Here's the number. Matter of fact, I'll give you the studio number. You can call into the studio. I'll give you the number. You call in and you tell me, and you've got a bigger audience. Because most of the time it's 20 people that in those rooms, right? It's 20 people, 25. I don't care what they say is following them or like the page. Look at how many are actually engaged. Right? I mean, seriously. Usually, not many. So when you get them, again, don't let them off the hook. Hey, I tell them, call on the show. You sound like you have some valid points. You sound like you have a clue. So why don't you give a call and take me to task? Get your facts together. Get into a bigger chamber. And they never. They always back down. Because they don't want to be questioned. Most of the time in those rooms that they're in, they're with their own people. They're being backed by their own people. This is a whole different animal for them. All right, you know, all this climate change, you heard that CNN's going to do a 7-hour. Oh, God. I can't even imagine. Really, seriously. I would rather soften my skin with a metal file than 7 hours listening to the Dems tell me how the world is coming to the end for the 107th time since the early 70s. As I was saying, there isn't one prediction they've made that actually has come true. And I got some really bad news for them now. It's official. No U.S. warming since at least 2005. That's the new NOAA measuring system. Right? They work off of federal standards. The difficulty of accurately measuring average temperatures around the globe and across the United States has helped fuel that conflicting claim regarding climate change. They can't get a handle on this. And the other thing I always say, I ask scientists on a regular basis, right? First of all, when it comes to scientific fact, right? Don't you have to be able to do it over and over and over again, right? So you have to be able to have the experiment, do it over and over and over again. And if the Earth is really like 6 billion years old, shouldn't you have more than about 200 years in historic temperatures? I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
While I whip this out.
Oh, come on. Is your heart pumping just a little bit? Joe was in your host, Houston Realside. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Really, truly. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. Okay? I don't want you part of the problem. How's that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the solution. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you will watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there as well. But you can give me your email address. I sent out one email a week. Shouldn't be a big deal. Shouldn't be end of the world. I mean, I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Also, if you don't want an email, right, if you don't want to receive emails, you know, that make you nuts or what have you, I get it. They make me nuts, too. Then do the text messaging. And it's real simple. 77, you want to text TRS to 77222. TRS. Now, come on, do I have to tell you what that is? The real side, right? TRS to 77222. And that way, you'll get a notice when the show is coming up, right? I mean, seriously, if you really want to know, you really care, then that's the way to do it. All right. Talking about how there has been absolutely none, niente, nada, temperature change in this country, at least since 2005. If you use the same model, the same measuring standards, the same equipment, nothing has changed since 2005. Now, pretty much every year we got 10 years left. Right? I mean, don't you wish that's what the doctor would always tell you if he finds something really bad with you? You come back every year and he tells you got 10 more years, 10 more years, 10 more years, 10 more years. Would you keep going to him? Probably not. But all these climate change alarmists, they've been saying this since the early 70s. Why do people keep listening to them? And they admit, NOAA admits, it's hard to accurately measure temperatures. Now, what I love about this, too, is, again, as I was saying before we went to break, from a scientific perspective, the models have failed, the models have been changed. They change on a regular basis. When they don't fit the narrative of what Al Gore wants, they keep changing them. That's not science. So they can't recreate it and get what they're looking for. And on top of that, what they keep coming up with, right? And I don't even know what you'd call it at this point. The scientific guess, because it's no longer a hypothesis or a guess or whatever they're calling it. It's not working. It's not happening the way they say it is. The purveyors of belief that mankind is catastrophically impacting global climate. And they insisted it's getting warmer every year. Every single year it gets worse. Are wrong. They are scientifically incorrect. And notice that they do this with everything. The science isn't lining up, so they browbeat you. Biology doesn't line up with the transgender stuff that they're trying to sell us, so they browbeat you. Right? I mean, you go down this whole list of things. And look at the science of diseases. We've got old diseases that have been resurrected in this country in less than a decade. And the only thing that has changed, because all our kids are still required to get vaccines, right, to a big degree. And even with the kids that were opting out over the last couple of decades, we still weren't seeing a rise in those diseases. Yet, when people come running over the border, all of a sudden, we start seeing a rise in those diseases. Is that wonderful? No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. Isn't that great? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, 5560. And you have to be ready. You have to be involved. You have to be engaged to make a difference. In fact, the U.S. Climate Reference Network is comprised of 114 pristinely maintained temperature stations spaced relatively uniformly across 48 states. It finds there's no warming for the past 14 years. What do you think of that? So if you have 14 years of being clean, of not having a problem, then how can you say this is settled science? Right? Really? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've done this story over and over again. I was looking for it. I'm sorry. That's how I get sidetracked, because I'm looking for something I've already done. Right? And they have been predicting the end of the world since, I don't know, forever. Right? I mean, since the late 60s, I think it was early 70s. In the first true Earth Day, or whatever they were calling it at the time, they were talking about how New York City would be under 60, 80, 100 feet of water. Nothing. Didn't happen now, did it? And again, it's amazing to me. You keep going back to be beat some more. Some of you keep going back again, time after time after time. And you're okay with it. I don't get this at all. I would think you were smart people. I don't think I know your smart people. So I really don't get it, you know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, I'm trying to get to the calls. We're working on it. It seems to be like technology crazy week around here. Now, historically, the U.S. has been considered to have the best records. Now, when you look at what's going on, when you look at how the U.S. is handling global warming or warming here, and then look at what they're doing in India, look what they're doing in China, places like that, they don't care. It's not a problem for them. Right? And in a recent study, it showed that over half of the nation's weather stations don't comply with the written standards. They don't, I mean, look, they've got weather stations right next door to airports, airport runways. I don't get it. Do they not see a problem with that? Next to power lines. So the information is going to be artificially inflated now, isn't it? On top of all of that, the alarmists who pushed the weather records, they've been playing with them for years, trying to get them to fall in line. Actually, I'm trying to be nice about this. I shouldn't even bother. Look, they're being honestly deceitful. Let's just be honest about it, okay? These guys don't care about you. They don't care about the earth as a whole. They care about making the money, keeping their grant money. That's really what it boils down to. And they can't keep the grant money. They can't keep the money that the colleges keep fighting for. Unless they fall in line. And that's what it is. It's falling in line, isn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. You know who's coming up, right? I mean, some of you, what do you call it, OGs, I guess they call them? Some of you old guard, so to speak. You know who's coming up in the next hour. And then, again, a lot more. I've got so many crazy stories, guys. I don't even know what to do with these. There's so many of them. Seriously. And it's making me nuts because I want to do 30, 40, 50 stories a night. This doesn't work out for me. It's not happening. Climate change skeptics have pointed to examples such as Penn State professor Michael Mann's iconic hockey stick graph purporting to show a spike in the average global temperatures in the 20th century. Mann lost a defamation suit last week after failing to present evidence to back his claim. Critics argue that his graph doesn't take into account periods such as the Little Ice Age, the medieval warming period. This is what I'm saying to you. They're not putting enough data. They're not going back far enough. James Taylor, not the singer, director of the Arthur Robinson Center for Climate and Environmental Policy, writes a real clear energy that there's also good reason to believe that the U.S. temperatures have not warmed at all. Are you ready for this? Ready for this one? Since the 1930s. I mean, really, hey, Al Gore, you listening? Do you read anything other than your own stuff? Raw temperature readings in the pre-existing stations indicate that temperatures are the same now as 80 years ago. Ultimately, virtually no change. Let that sink in for a minute. Now, if you think about that, it's the 30s, right? More cars, more trucks, more pollution, more humans, more. And what do you get out of it all? Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Thing.